come one, come all. As these sisters show you some people that's grinding and standing tall, highlighting the struggle as you're waiting patient just to make it. Debating your body aching, you're pacing for it to bubble. We all a village, so it's time to huddle. We gotta come together and power us through the hustle. Yeah, and together we fall. So I'ma hold my brother and my sister up while we all on the come up. While we all on the come up.
Every single Sunday, we are here live at MorrisMediaLive.com. What's up? My name is Michelle Michener. You can follow me at Michelle Michener, M-I-T-C-H-E-N-O-R.
What's up, y'all? I'm Quinny from Philly. You can follow me at Q-U-I-N-N-Y-F-R-M-P-H-I-L-L-Y.
And my name is Janine Holcomb. You can follow me on Instagram at Moments_Matter. Why? Because they do.
Hi!
Social media.
I do. It's
I,
so good.
I wish I could be and as I think creative.
I like the support that we did when we that pointed at the end.
That was so good.
I say because
keep
they
that
do.
Consistent. And if you don't know, you are live on The Come Up. We highlight individuals who are trailblazing in their respective career fields. And yet again, this is... I'm sorry, I don't even know what I'm saying. Yet again, we are bringing you another amazing, incredible, inspiring individual. We're going to get to him soon. But before we do that, how's everybody week? How
it's been
feeling?
So good.
I would just like to say, Tony, you said that it never rains in Southern California.
Somebody's
and I would
a liar.
Just like to say that you, sir, you people... I can't trust you.
But
you
know, I would.
It's a monsoon outside,
cats
actually.
And dogs.
I would rather it rain than snow, though.
This is true.
If it was snowing as much as it's raining.
I'm not
right
gonna
now.
Lie. I kind of miss the snow. I wouldn't mind having a strong snowball fight with the fresh snow. The fresh snow.
Look, so I learned where the phrase "raining cats and dogs" comes from.
Oh, please share.
Because people used to build their houses and their roofs would be straw. And animals would shelter themselves in their roofs in the straw to stay dry. But sometimes if it rained too hard, the animals would fall through the roof. Hence, it's raining cats and dogs.
The more you know, everyone.
Knowledge is
the
power.
The more you know. How do y'all feel about Trump's inauguration? Or inauguration, as they said on Twitter.
How don't I feel? I think it was just very... I mean, a lot of the pictures spoke for themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, they compared, like, the... attendance from 2009 and now, and you know, it's not really affecting me. I'm going to continue to build me, my family, my circle, my vibe, my community.
Absolutely.
So it, you know,
I just think it's wild how the first press conference that he had, he said a blatant lie, tried to say that like the numbers of people who watched and the amount of people that turned out surpassed President Obama's inauguration, and it was a blatant lie.
But that shouldn't even be what your press conference is about.
Exactly.
It should be about what you plan to do to the American people.
Your first full day as president of these United States.
Yes, you talking about.
But we're not gonna spend too much time on that. He had enough
time on that. But I did want to highlight that, and also to the young women who participated in the Women's March around the country. That's just beautiful. And I saw an amazing quote online, and I don't know if I'm saying this verbatim, but it was like, a woman is only as strong as women who stick together, So basically saying that we're stronger together. So sisters, let's stick together. No hateration. In this dancery, okay? Okay, but I'm really excited about today's guest.
So much.
I don't even understand. Today's guest, man. Go ahead, Janine.
Look. This young man is amazing. He's talented. He's bilingual.
That's always a good time.
He's amazing.
Always.
He's talented. He's bilingual. He has worked with some of the top artists in the world, in the industry, just giving himself to his craft. Artists like Beyonce, Rihanna, Bad Boy, which is just in itself wild. Okay? So just to name a few, he is an extremely talented and wonderful human being. Mm. Please, everybody, join me in welcoming
Hollywood Swinging!
Hollywood Swinging!
gente, what's good? I'm here. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, now we live. We live on IG.
So for all of you who are on, so right now, just so you guys know who are watching on MooresMediaLive.com, we are live on our...
Oh, you got to put your mic down.
Oh. So that it don't block your face.
We are live on our Instagrams and our social media platforms, but we want y'all to go to MooresMediaLive.com to see the rest of this interview. Click the link in my bio. Click the link in our show bio on the Come Up BGR, and you can check out the rest of this interview.
Oh, but real quick.
Later.
A black chef. Okay.
Okay, so you guys, with Hollywood. Hold on, we're having technical difficulties.
Sorry, yeah, right there.
You
right
good?
There.
Can you see him? Can y'all see him? Right, can y'all hear him?
Everybody's good.
Perfect.
We good.
Shout out to the poetess in the back. She's holding us down here at MooresMediaLive.com. We appreciate you, sister, for housing us and letting us have our show here.
That's a good word,
we appreciate
housing.
You deeply. So, Hollywood.
What's good?
So, listen, we want to just start off with you giving us some three fun, because we're going to get all into your business and such, but just three fun facts about you. But one of them has to be how you got your name.
Ooh, three fun facts. I am horrified of snakes.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Is that figuratively and literally?
Because you know there'll be snakes in the grass. Well, if we're talking about the shade of the snakes in the industry. how I got my name, I used to suffer from migraines due to the extreme sun, you know, or...
Bright lights.
And so I used to go to rehearsals with glasses on, and the girl, this is when I finished moving from New York to Boston, and so I already had a different style, would come to rehearsal with glasses on every Wednesday. And so the girl was like, oh, you think you're in Hollywood? And I'm like, nice to meet you. That's actually my name. And it wasn't. And then it just stuck, and shout out to Stacey.
What's up,
hey,
Stacey? You started something historical.
And then another fun fact, oh, I love mermaids.
Listen.
Yes, it's actually tattered on me.
I love that.
Listen, yeah. I think they real.
I honestly, when I was younger, used to really believe, I mean, you know, these days, let's just get into the fact that 90% of the ocean is undiscovered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, every myth comes from something. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe it was seen.
Facts.
They real. Look, that's why we have webbing in our fingers. Oh. We're the only mammals that have webbing between our fingers.
You're right.
It's because it's evolution, like we evolved. We were meant
for mermaids.
I mean, I was a merman.
Not for mermaids, but the theory is that there was the theory is that there were apes that... The theory is that there were apes that chose to stay in water.
Mm.
And then there were some that chose to stay on land.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that chose to stay in water, their body evolved into such. But, like, there are humans now that know how to dilate their pupils to fish underwater.
I heard that.
Mm.
But it was a Facebook post, so I don't know how real.
No. Okay, so also Hollywood, thank you. The more you know, Janine always coming in with the facts.
Yeah. I like mermaids.
I'm going to fact check that later, though. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to just stay quiet.
just give us a quick bio just about yourself, like who you are, where you come from, for those who do not know who you are.
What's up? So for those who don't know who I am, my name's Jose Ramos. I go by Hollywood. I was born in Puerto Rico. On Christmas Day, half Dominican. Nice. I was raised in New York, and some of my high school and college years, I was in Boston as well. Lynn, Massachusetts. Shout out to Lynn. You know, good town. But anyway, and, you know, moved to California to pursue my dreams. And, well, bam, you guys have actually been there from the beginning. So it's really cool to be here sitting with you guys.
We love you, man.
From garages and all.
We had that clip. Oh, my goodness. Woo. All right. Okay. So before we get into questions, we like to just have a moment where we discuss something that may be a bit on the spicy kind of level.
Yes.
It don't have nothing to do with you, nothing to do with us. Nothing. It's just a random question.
Okay.
So for the women, we like to call it wine time. And for the guys, we like to call it cognac and chit-chat.
Okay.
If you would please grab your glass.
I absolutely would.
And what we like to do is we'll ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Before you answer, we would like for you to take a swirl, take a sip and then you answer.
Oh, okay? Tato.
So I ask a question, we swirl it, and then we sip, and then you answer.
Tato in Dominican lingo means hi. That's cool.
Tato. I'm still in it. Every episode I'm be like, what's up, how are you?
Tato.
Okay, here's the question. In a relationship, are you submissive or do you like to take control? Swirl it.
Swirl it.
Take a sip.
Take a sip. You know what? At first, when I started to be more comfortable, not comfortable with myself, I used to want a certain thing and be a certain way. Now that I've grown into my, you know, who I am, and I'm comfortable within my sexuality and who I am, again, like I just repeated.
It's okay. It happens all the time.
Cognac got to you already.
I like a healthy balance of
both.
Yeah.
True. Facts.
You know, facts, because I could be a little hothead sometimes.
So do you feel like, okay, so a healthy balance. So how would you step to someone that you're interested in? Like, what's, you know what I mean? If you're interested in someone, like,
what's
how is that?
Line? Or, like, do you step to them or do you just, like, give them the eyes and be like, you know I'm not coming over there. You need to come over here. Like
what's your vibe? Just swirled and drank. Sorry.
Let us catch up.
You know what? I'm all about energy. And so if I see that you can match my energy and it's like a staring contest where it's like, so who's going to give in? Then I like that challenge.
Yeah.
So I like to step it up. Like, you ain't going to want, you know, one up me. I'm going to let you know who's boss. But, you know, when it's someone like who's shy or whatnot, I try to like make them
feel comfortable.
You know, make them feel comfortable. Like, it's okay. Like,
I mean, because you are Hollywood. Like, so let's just talk on that. Like, you, okay, so say someone who doesn't know who you are. Y'all exchange information, but then they go to your Instagram
and they like,
and they see,
you know what's
like,
funny?
Whoa.
I don't want to reveal too much information.
No names. Just, you know.
Okay, so. Okay, so let me tell you how.
Wait,
did everybody see that? I missed it.
But,
okay, I thought you took a sip.
I just want to know how come Michelle got a line. I got like a.
I mean, you could put let's pour some of yours.
Yeah, please.
Slide that down.
It's just here for show. She's.
But word on the street is that I'm very intimidating. I can come across as intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like I have a very welcoming, strong personality. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people can handle that. You know, I'm very, hey, what's up? Sometimes I may be too loud. Sometimes I'm too, you know, you know, I may not use my words as correct. But I'm a very strong personality. And when you mix that with what others perceive as success when they go on your page and see who you've worked with, it's a little bit too much of a combination. It's like, oh, well, you have this following, you have too much people wanting you. You know, it's just like a mix, which is why for me, I want to make sure that whoever is going to step up knows that, you know, like, you do you. You could be the best McDonald's worker as long as you got bigger dreams.
Right. Yeah,
let's
course.
Step it on up and grow together. It's not about what you see, because that's just what I've accomplished with what my work is. So to go back to what you're saying, the people that wouldn't find me intimidating are the right ones, you know. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I would like to think, just as an objective perspective, I just think that you have a confidence about you, and I think that's attractive. I think anyone, male, female, whenever, even if I see a sister who's super, you know, confident in herself, I'm like, go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I would like to think it's just
confidence. And I feel like those who can't receive that, it's coming off from an outside perspective that there's some type of insecurity there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they're not secure in themselves, and they're looking for that security in you.
Yeah.
But it's like they so frazzled because they're like, oh my God, he popping and I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's not even about that. Like, so
yeah.
It's good that they stray away because you don't need them in your life, and later on down the line to get wild and
you don't need it. Hello.
I don't.
All right, so that was coming at your head. Let's take another swirl.
I'm not even going to swirl. I'm just going to go ahead and sit.
Rebel. She's a rebel. Mm.
All right, sorry. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and hop into these questions.
Okay, let's do it.
So first question. So when you first moved to Los Angeles, like you told us earlier, you came out here to pursue dancing.
Yeah.
As a dancer.
Yes.
So what was the moment you decided that you wanted to transition into choreography? And can you tell us about your journey to choreography or and becoming a choreographer?
Funny thing about that is that I've always envisioned and always wanted to be a choreographer. Mm-hmm. And fortunately for me, I have passions in both areas, mm-hmm. choreographing and dancing. And it's something that I've done since I was 7, 8 years old, doing Sweet 15s and, you know, little talent shows, kids time, you know, Star Search, you know, like fake Star Search auditions from middle school. Yeah. So I've always had a goal in mind, but I always knew that you had to have a transition in the industry. Mm-hmm. At least back in the day, there was a healthy transition where it wasn't like, oh, you went viral, oh, you're a choreographer now. It was like, oh, you had to study under someone and you know, earn your stripes. But anyway, I started dancing through middle school and high school, and then I did Rude Boy from Rihanna.
Yes, good video.
Which is one. Shout out to Tanisha Scott. I actually auditioned in New York for K. Michelle with Tanisha Scott when K. Michelle first came out, and it happened. The first day of rehearsal was the day that Michael Jackson died. And so the gig never went through. But Tanisha liked me so much that she remembered me and she called me. This was around the time that I was doing Little Mama. And I was dancing and choreographing for her at the same time. Because I was doing G-Slide and Chris Brown Show to Get Loose. And that whole thing. So I was dancing and choreographing. Again, doing both things at the same time. It wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles and figured out what I really want, what I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And there was a time where I wasn't really booking as a dancer at all. And so I would ask God, like, yo, homie, like, what's good? Like, you know, you was there, like.
Fun fact, Hollywood and I used to be roommates.
Yes, so. Roommates. Fun fact. And fun everything fact. She said that was going to happen is happening. So I'm proud of you.
Another quick fun fact. when Hollywood was holding those Little Mama auditions in New York, me and Rob and Dana drove up to New York, and we were at that audition. We had no clue that we were going to go again.
That's crazy.
We paid up $5.
$5 to audition.
Yeah. Businessman. We was like,
I didn't see none of that money.
Okay.
Oh,
we came up to the door. They like, yeah, it's $5. We like.
No, I see none of that money, and you know that, girl, if you watch it.
So, yeah, that's a fun fact. Like, we auditioned for him before we even really all were out here in the industry and ended up being really close. So.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So, yeah. Like, so, and then I wouldn't book, and I just started asking God, like, well, can you give me clarity and help me understand? But during that process, I was still preparing. I was in my garage. I was with you guys. I was doing little submissions that I wasn't even – you know, called for just to, you know, I was putting together videos because they wouldn't hire me or call me in for anything, you know, and the only credit that I really had was Rude Boy by Rihanna, you know, and something fizzles out. And once the next single comes out in the industry, it's like, okay, well, all right, we get it, you know. And so, again, the transition happened after that. And after God answered my prayers, and I slowly started doing more choreography, and then the Beyonce clip went viral, and that changed my life.
We had an incredible guest last week, and she spoke on purpose versus passion. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you know, you can be passionate about a lot of things, but your purpose will show itself very clear. So hearing you speak, it reminded me of that moment, because obviously your passion is in dance. Your passion is in movement artistry, but your purpose is very clear, that it's in creating and being that choreographer.
Yes.
Would you say?
Oh, yeah. I wake up, you know, sometimes it's so surreal to me, because I wake up and I'll be like, yo, like, for real, thank you. Yeah. Because it does not feel, it don't feel like a job. It doesn't feel like, and I appreciate it more, because before the 10 years of something happening, I was a bagger at Market Basket. I was cashier and stalker boy at Target. I was a cashier at Gadzooks at the mall. I was
Gadzooks.
At Gadzooks, yeah, at the mall. I remember that.
That word. You like that
word. I was an intern at BDC throwing out trash because I couldn't afford.
Cleaning the toilets.
I was taking 7-8 classes a week. But, you know, Not even a week. Like
a day.
Yeah, a day.
BDC is
the spot. And so I appreciate it when those moments come. I'm like, yo, Pharrell, thank you. And I try to catch myself. And even when I feel ungrateful, say mm-hmm. like my flight is delayed and I'm going to Paris or something, I recheck myself like, boy, like, come on. Yeah, like, where are you from? Yeah. Where are you from? You know? So, you know, I'm normal like everyone, so.
It's beautiful.
That's cool. It's beautiful. So you mentioned that you were half Dominican, half Puerto Rican. little fun fact, I used to tell people I was Dominican because everybody used to ask me in school, like, yo, what you mix with? And I'd be like, I'm black. They're like, nah, because your hair. I'm like, and so after a while, I'll just be like, I'm Dominican. Like, I do want to find out, but I just thought that was funny. Like, the
hilarious.
You're half Dominican, half Puerto Rican, yes?
Yes, I'm half Dominican, half
so,
Puerto Rican.
So, how do you feel like that has played a role as far like your culture in the industry? And then what do you feel like your community has taken away from that, seeing you on such a big platform?
What has my community taken away? I just feel like, I don't know what they've taken away because I don't know everyone else. Yeah, but yeah. I would feel that if they see somebody that's influential and is a Latino, that, you know, within the Hispanic community, that is someone that the smaller children mm-hmm. can look up to, or actually anyone can look up to and just realize that anything is possible. And I come from an inner city. I do come from that community where we were funded by the government and we didn't have money. And so we had to go through those things mm-hmm. in order to appreciate the arts, which is, again, why it's so sad with what's going on
yeah.
right now. Yeah, and so because I know
a lot of the of arts.
Yeah. 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 yeah and ridiculous. The arts really brought the arts, as cliche. If you're not from the street, you don't know right. that the arts really
it
music.
Helps.
It helps. It helps. It really does. Kumbaya. So. So yeah.
I like that. Yeah, that's beautiful. I think a lot of times, just for us, obviously, we speak on like the black experience.
Right. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So we just wanted to see what just being a Latin American and mm-hmm. just being in the industry and how that has just affected you or maybe added to your artistry.
Well, sometimes it's good and then sometimes it's bad if you allow yourself to really get in the frequency of letting the naysayers or the people, mm-hmm. well, you're not Dominican enough. Well, you're not Puerto Rican enough.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like if you're mulatto, well, you're not black enough, you're not white enough. You know, so it's the same within our, community, which is very interesting. It's not something that I can change within them, you know. It's just for me to be more mature enough to understand that it's not something that has to do with me.
Right. Absolutely.
Which is, I read in the Four Agreements, so you should read. You know, so not to take things personal, because it usually is with the next person.
Yeah.
So for me, I just try to like be like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm just doing what I could for me right. and to be an example for my family mm-hmm. and for myself, and whatever anyone takes after that, then, you know, I'm only serving the purpose God has for me.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes. That's what it says. You stand proud with your culture and who
yes,
you are.
Very.
And
you represent.
You definitely represent. And I love that. I think there's a lot of second, third generation individuals who are from Puerto Rico or even other countries where they don't know their language or they kind of suppress it because they want to be more American, if you will. So I think I think you may not even realize how amazing it is that you are fully just engulfing yourself.
When they don't pronounce the R or the stuff, you gotta really be like I could say, my name's Jose Ramos.
But that's not it.
Yes. You sound like Ka from Jungle Book. Why did I say it Italian? Like da do da
do. Sounds like Alex.
That's a great movie, Jungle Book. Sorry.
That is a good movie.
Okay, so we're going to get into a little game.
Ooh, let's do this.
I love that you keep taking your hat on and off.
You know, I think he wants people to see the magic that's underneath the hat, okay? And it is great. Everybody get into the haircut because it's great.
This is the trademark, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I try to do the whole black and it just doesn't work.
No, it's cute.
It looks good on you.
You look fantastic.
Everybody can do that.
You know, kind of like, not to bring your boss up, but Beyonce, her blonde is just her.
It's her.
Yeah.
Like Tina Turner, you... Blonde. Yeah.
Like and the legs, Bettina, sorry.
Come on. Let me get one.
One leg.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game. Go ahead. You speak on the game, or Janine.
So it's called Heads Up. I don't know if you played it before, but pretty much you put the thing on your head, we act it out, and you got to guess it in a matter of like a short period of time.
Yes.
So listen, you're a choreographer. You make things up really quickly on the spot. So I feel like you'll be good at this.
Okay.
So we got to act it out. No words. So we probably got to stand up.
So place this on your forehead.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay. Comedy.
Comedy.
Chewbacca. Gargle.
Yes.
Flip down.
Oh, there you go.
Raindrops.
Drop top.
Rainfall.
Think softer.
Stop giving soft them clues.
Soft rain. Rain.
A different type of precipitation.
It doesn't do it out here in California.
Rainfall. Thunderstorm.
Right now. Flip it back. Flip it back. All right. Okay. Oh.
Mowing.
Look.
Sewing.
But I watched it like.
Okay, put the phone towards that way so our viewers can see what we're trying to get you to.
Like this. He about to lose.
Mow the lawn. I think I mow the lawn. Coño. Oh, washing.
Puñeta. Heating dough.
I wouldn't have known that.
All right, let's do one more round.
Yeah.
Let's switch the.
Is there like a medium level?
let's do dance moves.
A little level.
Excuse me, everybody. I have an Android.
Look.
That was
did y'all see me? I watched Quinetta flip a pizza.
What's this one?
I flipped the pizza.
And I was like,
wait, you guys, this one where we're trying to do this, it was catching snowflakes. So that's why she was saying it doesn't do it in California. You're like, rain. It's like, it's raining now.
I can't wait to watch that playback because we all look foolish. Like
just tongue out.
But Janine, when you were gargling, I was like, I'm just letting her.
Yeah, I was like, you went right to it too, like, I was like, me and Michelle was like, yep, yeah.
Jezebel.
Ooh, Jezebel from the Bible?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do another round.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. You okay?
This is strong. All right.
Dance moves.
Where did I? Can we do?
It went viral.
Nightclub.
What's this?
Oh, Humpty Dumpty.
Where did I live for a year?
Can we sing it?
Lakers.
Let's give him a.
Give me this goddamn phone.
Korea.
Yeah. So look. So it's a dance move from there.
Gangnam Style.
Yes. Down.
Harlem Shake. Cabbage Patch. I mean Running Man.
Yes.
I don't know how you do it.
Salsa?
Close.
Flamenco.
Close.
Tango.
Close.
It's a candy named after it.
Cha cha cha.
What?
Keep going.
All right, skip.
I don't know how to.
What was it?
Mambo.
Oh. Kid and play.
Look.
You're this one, the old one.
You're
the 70s. '60s.
Jerk.
Yeah.
But you did good.
You did good. That was a good round.
I tried.
Yay! You got the dance moves, though.
Yeah, at least you got the dance moves.
What was the one he didn't get?
Mambo.
Y'all remember?
What's the Mambo? How did you do the Mambo?
Mambas.
What is the Mambo?
What's the Mambo? Mambo. Yeah. Isn't that? It sounds
like one of them dances,
right? It's like a Latin thing. Okay, maybe. Okay, we're going to give you that point because we didn't know,
so.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so you just mentioned before that the Yonsei video, like, changed your life.
Yes.
Right? So, but we're going to show that video because we want them to see this incredible video. But before we get into that, social media and branding, it takes a certain level of skill to understand how it works and how it operates. I really feel like you could probably do a crash course in social media branding. Seriously.
Yeah.
So how would you say that social media and how you have used social media to build your brand?
I've used social media to the biggest advantage. Well, first of all, it's a free app. And so whoever doesn't really use it to their fullest potential, you know, you have to really understand that we live in a viral world where everything just is very quick. And everything's in the internet and everything's in our hands. Mm-hmm. We have just one hit of a button and someone, it's in your world. And so, again, I've used it to the biggest, you know, advantage because I knew that a lot of people would wonder, well, why he keeps posting the same thing and why he keeps, why at this time and why the same hashtag? Well, because you don't get the same revenue all the time. This hashtag is how they find you. Mm-hmm. You know, the names that you are associated with, even though you have to post it even though you don't want to post it every time because then sometimes it comes across like, okay, we get it, but it's a business. And those who watch are usually the ones that are not doing. You know, like if you're watching and not doing, it's because you're just watching. Right. If you're watching and observing and then studying and building within your own lane, and then you're understanding how it works. Because you can see everybody has, you know, different brands. And it's just about seeing what's working for the person and see how you can maybe apply it to better your brand.
So how did you figure, like, what was your process of figuring that out? Because, I mean,
you know what's funny is just about the hustle mentality. And you don't figure it out till you figure it out.
If that makes sense.
So yeah, I just be like, you know, just scrolling and, you know, reading my books and, you know, how to keep building your brand and how to enhance who you are as a person, you know, because when you are a brand, you the personality that you bring with is what brings your audience to you. And so it's also about understanding your audience and who you're selling your brand to, because it's not for everybody.
You know what I remember, Hollywood, too? You used to, and I think maybe before Instagram was as big as it is now, you used to always text whenever you were teaching, and your thing was come and groove.
Come and groove. Yes.
You still do that.
Yeah, I still do that. Yes, I still do that.
And I think that that was so brilliant because even if someone didn't have your number stored,
they knew.
Come and groove was coming from Hollywood.
Yeah, you're very, very right, which is right now I'm actually working on something that says come and groove.
Nice.
And so, you know, it's just about seeing what works for you and what people are responding to. And again, you know.
Listen, if you do a course, let me know. But, I think that's great. Yeah.
But the thing about that is, well, I've told you before, during Drunk Times and Not, that I remember you came into the room and you were so excited and you were like, I'm going to start acting and I'm going to have a website and I don't care what nobody says, I'm going to sing. And then you sang the next week. I don't care. I'm going to do this. And to me, I thought I was doing enough. But then when you came into my room and then I saw your action behind your words, it really inspired me to, it really did. And I believe I told you this because I felt like I was doing enough, but I really wasn't. And so when I saw you really pursue your dreams and for it to become to fruition, I'm like, wow, it's just like real motivating. So
thank you. I mean, but listen, also to that, like when I, you know, Hollywood and I think we may have crossed paths in New York, but we didn't really know each other that well because you had moved to California before I did, and I needed a place to stay, and he gave me one of the rooms in the place that he was staying. He didn't really know me from anything. Like he knew me, but he didn't really know me. Right. And so that just says a lot. Like God really does put things on your heart and people in your life for a reason. Because then from that house is when we moved into our own space where, you know, I felt like all of us who were there, and a shout out to Denzel and Jamie.
Hey, yo. And Macho.
Apartment 102.
Oh, Macho.
That's his dog, guys. Macho's his dog.
Now.
Oh, my God.
After 10:30, it's like
crazy. You know, I think we all just motivated one another in so many different ways. You would always be, we used to have these huge mirrors downstairs in our kitchen area, and I would always see this man and his friends. They would come over and choreograph in front of that mirror in the kitchen, or it was on the side of the kitchen rather, where we should have had a table.
A table.
We just had a big old mirror and it was the dance floor. Excuse me. I don't think there was one day in the 2.5 years that we lived together, I didn't see you moving in front of that mirror.
It was my, and I was real comfortable with that little space being my zone.
Yeah.
It wasn't, well, remember, before that house, I came from a hard floor garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where spiders and snakes will crawl in. Garden snakes, and it was cold. Damn snakes. But you know, I thugged it out, and I just knew where I wanted to be, you know, so.
I had rehearsal in y'all house before.
Yeah. Sierra, you were my Sierra.
No, that was the garage, but I remember we was rehearsing for something else when y'all was on Lincoln and NoHo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That house was
And we was deep. It was like me, Darina. And you was in the front like, okay, so Gigi go. Scoop, scoop, scoop. We like, scoop.
Yeah. And then shortly after, we see him at, you know, running the Rihanna auditions.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so surreal to me. You know what's funny? A fun fact about that audition. I was so nervous. I forgot the choreography before I was about to teach it. And literally, when Hi-Hat introduced me and she was like, okay, well, let's get straight into the audition, I blanked out. And I was like, God, please. Please do not. I am your child.
I have been following you. I've been obedient.
No, like, come on. And then I swear, yo, I swear, because that's just how he works. As soon as it just naturally went into.
Wow. Beautiful.
It wasn't even me. I just went, okay, well.
That's how he do. All right, well, let's go ahead and play this Beyonce video that went viral. Yes. Oh, I haven't seen this in a long time, so I'm excited to watch it. Yeah.
I got chills.
That little girl. Yeah. Who's that little
she
mama?
Was from,
that's Charlize Crash. Yeah. She was a part of America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, okay.
The little babies.
And her mom came to my class, which was funny because before that, I was in Italy the day before that, and Beyonce had dropped her album. And so I was already, I already knew the list before anyone would wake up. And so I was like, as a choreographer, I just did a process of elimination and seeing what songs I think will be commercial. And Beyonce and Drunken Love were two of my picks.
Yeah.
And so I made it up. And when I was making it up, I told Julia Salvatore, and she's my witness, I was like, I'm going to choreograph for Beyonce. When I was making it up, I just felt it in my spirit. I like felt it. And yeah, and then that day I landed. I was so jet lagged. And you know how the opposite of who God is always has, oh, you're tired, don't go. You're tired. I was real tired. And something told me, boy, you better get up and go teach.
Wow.
I taught that class. Her mom came. She just filmed it the next day, posted it 2 days after that. My phone froze and I didn't understand why. And everybody's like, Beyonce posted. And I literally was in the bathroom and I fell on the floor. And I was like, what? What do you mean? But me, like my choreography? And I was just so excited for her, actually. Mm-hmm. I was excited for her because I knew that it at that age is such a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I remember you.
Me?
Yeah, I remember you were one of the reasons why I was like, you know what? Let me step up to the plate because she went viral and I was so happy for her. And but they wouldn't give credit as to where the choreography was coming from. Mm-hmm. And you had texted me.
Remember that?
And you wrote to somebody in the Huffington Post.
At Huffington Post and at Elle Magazine.
Exactly. And they were able to switch the credit and that's how Beyonce found me. So,
wow. So then could you just tell us what happened YouTube. After that? Like, how did that go to the stage?
Well, I was minding my business, you know, enjoying her moment. And, you know, obviously the ones who knew it was my choreography, it was more of a hype for me. Like, oh, yeah, my choreography, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I was thinking, oh, my life's about to change. I wasn't thinking that at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just very appreciative of the moment because it was Beyonce.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was in my dream board.
Right. Right.
Okay, so, yeah, and they called me a month later. Emailed me. And this was when Frank Gatson was her creative director. And we're like, hey, this is Frank Gatson. We saw your YouTube, Beyonce and I saw your YouTube page. We know that you did the choreography to Beyonce. We would want you to come to a meeting. And so I saw this email and I I was like washing my face. I re-look at it, go to my trash and see, go to my drafts and see if it was spam, trying to see if the lettering was right and make sure that it wasn't like one of my friends making a prank.
Yeah.
And it was real. And so I went to the meeting and she wasn't there, but everyone in her creative team was. Mm. And they handed me a disc with four songs. Mm. She's like, she wants you to submit for these four songs. It was Saturday. I'm flying to Japan on a Saturday. They were like, we need it by Monday. And inside, I'm like, oh, of course. But I'm like, oh, of course. You know, still freaking out. But yes. Still, I knew that God was testing me to see how bad I wanted it. Ooh. And how prepared I would be for this moment. So I landed, by the grace of God and how he works, when I landed, 10 of my friends were there renewing their Japanese visas.
Wow.
Not 5, 10.
10.
And so I used all those 10 dancers. I who dances for Beyonce, Natsuki, who dances for Beyonce. I used Maria, a whole bunch of people. And this was prior to them booking. Wow. And so it's just funny how life works. And so we stayed from 12 to 7. Did the submission. I didn't hear nothing for 3 months. And then they called me. And I literally started crying and was like, wow, this is it. I went in, taught the dance captains and stuff, and the rest is history.
So you saw your choreography for the first time this year for the formation?
For the first time, because my schedule, I've been traveling a lot ever since that moment. Mm. So I didn't really have an opportunity. Once I said I have Beyonce as a credit, everything started rolling in. Then Nicki came, and then J-Lo, then Diddy came. And so I was literally traveling back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I never could catch the tour till this year. And I was like, yo, like, I
did you cry?
What was that feeling?
I did cry. I cried, God is good. Just put it like that. Like, to see everything that you've put your mind to when you're so faithful and you have all these trials and tribulations. Like, for me, I dropped out of college. Mm-hmm. Like, I was already in my third year of college before and was an assistant daycare teacher. And I was going to college for my daycare, you know, associate's degree. So, and I quit everything because I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And so I knew this was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is it. And so that moment was like my, wow. I saw my choreography. I knew it, but I never saw it live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's crazy, like you said, you missed it a couple times, like, because she had some tours. Mm-hmm. She had, like, maybe one or two tours where she did it. But I think it was dope how God set it up where he allowed you to see it on the biggest stage that she has ever had.
And with people that were there from the beginning.
And with people that were there from the, like, I think he set that up for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. Because like, Danae and I hired Danae for the Little Mama tour.
Yeah.
And she is a force to be reckoned with, so.
Shout out to Danae if you watch it.
And, yeah, and so, yeah, and everything just started rolling.
Dope. I love that.
You know.
Nice. So, for somebody, I'm not in the dance world, but I do like to catch groove. So, one of the things in the videos I've seen of choreographers and the videos that they post that sets choreographers apart are their movement and choreography. And yours is extremely unique.
Thank you.
I love your dance penguin, by the way.
I was watching the Discovery Channel and T-Rex. Another fun fact, I love watching Discovery Channel.
Me too.
I love animals. And ever since I was little, I was always hear that guy, and we have the lion. Look at the female primate. And la 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 la.
Yes.
And, you know, there was a time where I just felt stuck within my own artistry. And I felt like, and this is no offense to people who get inspired or are moved by someone else's movement, but I felt like I couldn't be myself because other people were being me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I mean that with
slapped you.
No, really. And I mean that with a lot of respect. And so it forced me. And again, and it just reminded me of a moment where I was like, oh, well, you know what? This is what you asked for.
Yeah.
You know, because I said, I want to be the new Bob Fosse, you know, and so Bob Fosse is still imitated to this day.
Yeah.
You know, I want to become one of those greats. The greats are often imitated, never duplicated. So, but I know that I have to be fine with that. And so with that being said, I got inspired to try to create new movements just from peculiar things. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the T-Rex was following her and I was like, and I'm like, oh, shoot. And then the penguin, you know, I saw a thing on Facebook. Was it on Facebook? Maybe Facebook or Discovery Channel, where one of the penguins cheated on
We watch
no,
that.
No, because penguins are very loyal animals. Yeah. So they cheese like a
yeah.
huge
yeah. thing. It's a huge Wait, thing because they have
that.
To fight
yeah.
for the
We
fish.
Watched that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were just like,
yes.
And I was like, oh, well.
It was the two woo. Dudes.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So his wife was late. And he was like, listen, what's she doing?
He was, I think he was looking for a pebble because,
yes,
you know, you got to find the right pebble to confess your love, profess your love. And she was already with some other guy. But anyway, yeah. And that's how I got inspired. So, yeah.
Well, you answered my question.
Oh, what was
it?
Oh, that
was the question, actually.
That, yeah.
I Before get inspired just by anything. And I'm very fortunate that I've been comfortable with myself. And I get inspired and enhance my movement only by being true to myself. Mm-hmm. And even if there's the nay-nays and the hit the folks, I do it in a different way.
Absolutely.
You know, y'all do it here, then I'm going to go ahead and do it in my head. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all do the nay-nay, okay, well, I'm going to do it in my chin. You know? You know, and then it just, like, becomes something that's familiar but different.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. A little, another fun fact. So many fun facts.
Right?
We're all so connected. If you do not stay in Hollywood class, like...
Listen,
you miss like more than like three classes, you're starting from scratch. Because after a while, you kind of catch the vibe or whatever. You're like, okay, I kind of got the moment. You still go down in flames, but you kind of got a, you kind of got a sense of what's going on. Yo, if you miss like max three classes, you're starting.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. But it's just so dope because it's always a challenge. Always a challenge. And I'm always learning something new about movement within myself. Because I think what's dope about your class, You're literally just giving us the skeleton. We have to fill the muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we can't, nobody's gonna do it like you. And you're okay with that. Yeah. You don't want that. What you want is for them to make it a whole person. I'm giving you the skeleton and you have to make it a whole person. So you literally have to find it on your body. Like, okay, how am I about to make this penguin look cute?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let me see how I'm gonna fuck this
and
up.
That,
you know
and
what I'm
that comes with and that comes with oh, you can't say that.
I think
and
so.
And that sure. and that comes with you again going back to training and back in the day when you trained in a specific style.
Mm-hmm.
People had certain names. It wasn't so much of a brand. It was like, oh, this is who you're training under. It's foundation.
Yeah.
Now it's more brand. So there's a, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, there's not as many as, you know, stylization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more of a what's the move, what's the moment.
Yeah,
at the time,
and so, again, very
And
fortunate.
I think another great thing, too, with that, though, Hollywood, I've noticed, and I don't see a lot of choreographers doing this, but again, I don't, you know, be in everybody's business like that, but I've seen you post and be like, hey, I have a, you know, a few guest spots to someone that I don't know.
Yeah,
you can come train for free or, you know what I mean? Just always giving of yourself that philanthropy in your artistry is just, it's so amazing to see. And I really do challenge other choreographers, other artists, other whomever's out there to do that. Like, it takes a village for us to continue to grow and to grow together. And I think that's a beautiful thing that you
Thank
do.
Thank you.
And
always.
And a lot of times, because this even with me, it's like you'll put people who they may not be perfect at your movement, but you'll be like, okay, come be in my carnival piece or whatever. Like, you're always putting people on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't really make it about you so much, but God still blesses you.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, you're a true testament of like, you put other people on, you support other people, it is not going to harm
it's not,
or hurt you
it's
at
not.
All.
No, it's not.
It what you give is what you receive.
No,
absolutely.
Really.
Yeah. Like, you let me guess a couple times.
Right. You know what I mean? You put me in a carnival piece,
yeah,
guys.
Like,
in
the carnival really piece together. Like, you get your game, talk your little, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I was like, yes, I'm like, I don't know if I can't really do it, but okay. But the thing is, you push dancers to that next level.
Yeah.
And I mean, the proof is in your success.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it
you.
Is.
Yeah,
and we're not just, to be stopped. This is just the beginning for all
absolutely.
Of us.
Hollywoodmovement.com?
Yeah. Yes, Hollywoodmovement.com.
We're so proud
you got
of you,
book
man.
Bags.
I got book bags.
Talk about your book bags. Really
actually,
quick.
My book bags line was supposed to drop the 7th of January. Unfortunately, I lost my laptop in my book bag in Israel with all the things. And so it's being, actually, they found it.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
That's
they found that out. And so it's being shipped. To me, and it's gonna be released in March.
That's cool.
Yes.
And they can find a preview of it.
Yes, they can find a preview of it on my webpage, HollywoodMovement.com, on YouTube.com/HollywoodMovement, or AY Hollywood on IG.
Nice.
You're gonna be like a choreographer mogul.
That's what
you're gonna be like the Diddy of.
I have, I picture myself in Hollywood Enterprises, you know?
Yes.
Jay Hollywood, because, you know, Hollywood's already taken, but, you know, you know
Jay
what I mean.
Jay Hollywood has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, Jay Hollywood.
Sound like an artist.
You don't get that vibe. Right.
So you spoke on this a bit earlier. It was really quick, but what advice would you give to a dancer who's trying to transition to be a choreographer? Mm-hmm. I know, you know, we came from the same generation, so we still have some of those morals as far as like training under someone and really following those proper steps into becoming a choreographer. So what would you, what are some of those steps that you would tell the dancers who's trying to transition into choreography?
I would say to always train with the people that you're influenced by, because eventually you find your style within those people, because you become so inspired by them that you just, it moves you. Mm-hmm. And then you find yourself new again, and then you move new, and then there's a new movement there for you. So I would just say keep taking classes, the right classes, keep freestyling. Mm-hmm. Freestyling is very important. Mm-hmm. And just foundation, because the more vocabulary you have, the more limitless your vocabulary as a choreographer becomes. Mm. And you're not one dimensional.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Jewels have been dropped.
Dropping of the jewels.
Yo, you know what? I wish we would have had the link, Diddy.
Oh, the Finna Get Loose?
Finna Get Loose.
Yeah, Finna Get
Did
Loose.
Did I send it?
Actually, Finna Get Loose is the first concept video to ever drop on a national cable.
Wow. Yeah. I think so for those who don't know, Finna Get Loose, so Diddy came out with this song, Finna Get Loose, and he was kind of like, was he asking people to make movement about it? So what?
He didn't know.
He well, with me being the strategic business man I am,
yeah,
I decided to drop my concept the same day as his video.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he was just asking Finna Get Loose challenge, but I just basically just did a dance, but then did a video.
We actually have it. We're going to play it. So yeah, and it, please pay attention, because these two lovely ladies were starring roles in this.
And I want you to tell them the treatment after we watch it. That's the same thing you told us. The treatment idea you had.
You ain't got to worry about that, Jizzle.
First of all, they
learned better than me. They in pocket. They gonna be right where they need to be, right beside me, baby.
You know what that is, rattling?
I'm the one they forgot about. I need some help reminding these motherfuckers.
Boy,
can you help me? So cold. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing to do with this. It's God's work, man. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah, bro. Do the dance, bro. Come on, do the dance.
Oh, no.
What y'all doing?
Come on, stop playing, bro. Do the dance.
I don't know what he said, but I'm sure he said he can't dance.
Nigga come number one, nigga old and you wanna roll some.
A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. You wanna roll some grass? Don't do that. You ain't trying to pass, but don't do that. You gotta drink the mask. Don't do that. You ready to act the ass? Don't do that. Say right now, a nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Huh? A nigga finna get loose. Ain't no more to it. We out. Remember me now? Let's dance.
Listen, I remember you sent the text message, and I wanted to be there because you was like, I was like, yo, I don't dance. She was like, no, you could just be there just to chill. And I wanted to be there, but I had to work, and I couldn't get off in time. And
sorry, it was a good time. It was food. It was drinks.
I'm just gonna be like, but step away from the mic.
My bad.
A whole hour.
I don't have. There's nothing. My nose is so dry.
Y'all, it's a monsoon outside. Seriously. But anyway, back
that
to the video.
That was such a good time.
Yeah. It was.
Can you talk about just the treatment in the creative process, and like you said, your strategy to drop it the mm-hmm. same day that Diddy dropped mm-hmm. his video?
So yeah, the strategy was to drop it the same day because I knew whoever would search for his video would come across mine. Mm-hmm. And with me, it was just about killing two birds in one stone. I wanted to have a party, and then I actually text a few people that came to class. The week before, it was like, hey, I'm having a party, and can you do this routine for me? Mm-hmm. You know, and everyone showed up. I taught you guys the choreography that I made it up on the spot, and look.
It's so fun.
And like house party flow. Like it was a house party inspired, you know, I'm an 80s baby. And so it was very important to me to have some type of connection to like the new and the old, mm-hmm. you know.
And didn't he like not? He was gonna drop his video that day, but he didn't. Or something.
He took it back
because he was just popping. He took it back.
He took it back, and then they offered me the video to be the official.
Oh, talk. Video. Can you speak about that moment that happened?
Well, yeah, because I didn't sign anything.
Okay, yeah, let's speak about that because I think
and
that
I
speaks
know how
volumes.
The industry is.
Yeah.
I just think that if you know your worth and you mm-hmm. know your work yeah. and you know what someone of that amount of caliber, and not per se him, but just the production company and mm-hmm. whoever is affiliated with who's in charge of the funding, if they don't give you what it's worth, then you know I need to protect myself, protect the director, protect the dancers, mm-hmm. you know, because I wasn't just asking for a percentage for me. It was a who was on set,
right.
What time, how would it be treated if they were on set, right.
Yeah.
And I guess the trade-off wasn't good enough, but I still appreciate what came of it, which was me choreographing for the Bad Boy Tour.
Mm-hmm. Which numbers did you choreograph? So I'm like, on YouTube.
Been Around the World, Ooh-hey. Been Around the World remix, and the Little Kim. Not sure if they used it because I went and I came back. But yeah, three numbers. And shout out to Laurianne, Luther, Rhapsody, Sean Bankhead, and all the dancers. It was a fun experience, and yeah, it's so surreal.
That's so amazing.
That's beautiful.
Man. I'm so proud of
you. You artists out there, know your worth.
Know your worth.
Know your worth, know your brand.
Yes. Know your brand, yeah.
And work on your build
and
your
be
brand.
Be okay with saying no. Like
Yes. Don't let the opportunity control your loyalty, because then people will actually show you what they need you, which is what I've learned this past month, mm-hmm. you know. I said no for the very first time, and all of a sudden, you know. But hey, it's the business, and
the
I'm learning, and
yeah.
My steps are ordered by God, not by a human.
Come
so.
On.
Hello.
And with that.
Ooh, that's a word.
Good night, everybody.
Hollywood, thank you so much again for coming and supporting. We wanted you on the first season. But
I know.
But I think it was even
oh,
better.
I was in a bad spot. Yeah, I was in a very ego and selfish place in my life at that time, and so
it takes a real man.
It didn't come off
like
that way, but yeah,
like yeah, we didn't take it that way.
No. But for me, I know what caused
what was
you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just being honest with you,
right? It's better here. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Here. Thank you for supporting us always.
Yes, man.
We will definitely continue to support you. Yes. That's yes. without a yeah. doubt. Can you tell everyone where to follow you?
You can follow me on twitter.com/AYOHollywood. Instagram.com/AYHollywood, Facebook.com/HollywoodMovement, YouTube.com/HollywoodMovement, and HollywoodMovement.com. Everything is a movement over here. So, yeah.
Yes.
Shout out. And thank you, ladies, so much on the come up. Absolutely. I appreciate you and wish you guys so much success.
Absolutely.
And see you on the red carpet. It's going to happen.
Yeah,
I feel it.
It's going to happen.
Janine, we can follow you.
My name is Janine Holcomb. You can find me Moments_Matter because they do. Mm.
My name is Quinetta. Quinny from Philly on Instagram.
Everyone's having
everybody.
A
couple. We're so excited.
Cognac.
Quinny from Philly. QUINNYFRMPHILLY.
I don't have a cool social media name. Just really...
And the winner is Michelle Mitchner.
Mine is just Michelle Mitchner. It's my first and last name. Nothing special.
It's
over
professional.
Here,
it's professional.
I guess.
It's very Oscar.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you for
Grammy.
Tuning in to On
The Come Up.
We'll see you next week live right here at MorrisMediaLive.com at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Peace.
Why I'm posing like we're taking pictures?